Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, we're standing by to go to Los Angeles for the nominations for the Academy Awards.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Let's stand by and see how we're doing out there right now. Hold on.
We have it? Do we have it?
No, we don't. No, we don't.
We're standing by.
Hold on. Standing by.
It's always standing by.
Well, they don't operate on a schedule. They're Hollywood.
The standing by situation is the situation in itself.
Pony, do we have the microphone set up out there at the... where are they doing it? I'm not sure where they're doing it.
The Mons Chinese Theater.
I thought it was at the Omni Shore.
We've got it.
Yes, that one too.
The Kodak Theater.
Do we have it? Hello?
Oh, there we are.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Where were we going with this?
F that.
When we were standing by.
F that. I do things at the last minute. I get my idea. I get my idea.
It was genius,
sometimes.
But I thought I missed something.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking about business. Yes. I'm talking about to Rob about his illness, and then I get this idea at the last minute. I said, that'll be fun, because I didn't get a chance to linger longer to get the nominees, but I've got them for you here.
Oh, so, good.
If you want to hear them.
Please.
Yes.
La La Land, La La Land, La La Land.
Hollywood. Hollywood.
Is it wrong?
What?
That I don't, for some reason, now I'm starting to hate La La Land and I haven't even seen it?
No, I think that's a knee jerk for a lot of America.
Maybe you're not wrong, because maybe every man in America might feel the same way, because it's like, yeah, I don't want to go out and see a musical. I don't, you know? I mean, it's just...
What was the last big musical movie?
I would count... what was the silent film?
Don't Cry for Me, Argentina?
Silent movie?
No, no, the black and white movie, The Artist. That was technically a musical, because there was a lot of dancing and a lot of music.
We said we weren't going to make Rob do a lot of...
yeah, I'm so sorry.
...lifting today.
Rob, I wasn't asking you.
The last big movie musical was The Sinus Infection.
That's right.
That's what it was. That's what it is. All right, here we go.
Sweeney Todd, I think.
Sweeney Todd was weird for me. It was, some people loved it.
All right, I'm not going to do documentary feature. I'm not going to do foreign language.
Just the big hitters, Mike.
Art direction. Please do art direction.
I'm not going to do original screenplay. I am not going to do best adapted screenplay. We'll start with best supporting actor.
Okay,
here we go.
Is this gender specific?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
The actor.
The actor and actress. The best nominees for the Motion Picture Academy of Arts and Sciences Best Supporting Actor are Mahershala Talalabalai.
Woo! Critical darling.
Mm. Foreign film?
Mahershala Ali.
Let me look that up.
Mahershala Ali. Mm. Moonlight. Jeff Bridges, Hell or High Water. Lucas Hedges, Manchester by the Sea. Dev Patel, Lion. Michael Shannon. Michael Shannon.
I would like to thank the Academy.
Nocturnal Animals. This is the greatest honor I've had the pleasure of being bestowed.
I can't believe they're playing the music already. I've got to wind up this speech.
I am Michael Shannon, a professional Best Supporting Actor nominee. All right, anyway, moving right along. Best Supporting Actress, Viola Davis.
Yes.
Fences. That's the one that's on my list. That's the one I want to see this week. Naomi Harris, Moonlight. Nicole Kidman. I still go...
Yeah.
When I hear Nicole. Lion, Octavia Spencer, Hidden Figures, and Michelle Williams, Manchester by the Sea, and she deserves it for that. I've seen that one.
That's a sad guy.
The sad, depressing one that I saw and walked out of the theater just kind of going, sad, Mike.
Take your lithium before you get there.
Here we go. Moving to the big category here. Best actor. The nominees are Casey Affleck, Manchester by the Sea.
You had him selected before the nominees were released, right?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge, the one that I missed. I go see all war movies. Didn't see that
Spidey.
One. Spidey. Here it is, Oscar. Your yes. first nominee, Ryan Gosling. La La Land.
I got that. That's the first Gosling I ever heard.
Viggo Mortensen, Captain Fantastic. He's incredible in that. I'm really glad he got a nomination. And Denzel Washington, Fences. Best actor category, terrific category.
Yeah.
Really, really like that. Best actress nominees, ladies and gentlemen. And here they are. Emma Stone, the aforementioned Lele Land.
Lele Land, that's a category.
Natalie Portman in Jackie. Amy Adams in Arrival.
Oh, dear.
Did not care for it. Meryl Streep, Florence Foster Jenkins. Meh, saw that one. And Isabelle Huppert, or Hoopert, in Elle.
Oh, she's my favorite Elle. Huppert.
Could it be Isabella Huppert in Eel?
How do you spell
Elle.
It?
Or Isabella Huppert in Elle?
How do you spell Elle?
Elle.
Oh, just the letter L.
Like, no, no.
Like El Diablo?
As Oscar would call it, the.
It's E-L-L-E.
Oh, that's
like L McPherson.
That's right.
That's the model.
That's the that's the French word. It means she.
Wasn't there an L magazine?
There was.
If Isabel Huppert
remember seeing that
marries Mahershala Ali, her name will be Isabella Huppert Ali. Thank you.
How's her mom doing?
Huh?
Old Mother Huppert.
Okay. Best director.
What?
Old Mother Huppert.
Thanks, Dice.
Whoa.
Best director. Best director nominations.
Yes.
Denis Villeneuve, Arrival.
Ah.
Mel Gibson. Why settle when you
back, baby.
My kid's favorite new commercial or the Progresso Soups commercial. You know?
Really?
That's right. Soup is food. And he stops right in front of the TV and stares at it. I said, would you like to see that again? He goes, yeah. I go, soup is food. And then he knew I was doing it, and he got a big kick out of it. First really like reaction to an impression that I've done.
How about Hollywood's short memory, though? Mel Gibson back being nominated.
Yeah. I know.
Short Mel memory. Gibson it's been 20 years.
well,
you know, he got in that big trouble when he went into that restaurant. Remember in Manhattan when he had the AC, the OCD, and he said, there's Jews at my table. Mel Gibson, Hacksaw Ridge. Damien Chazelle, La La Land.
Ooh.
Yeah.
14 total for La La Land, Mike.
Well, you're skipping ahead. You're reading ahead. Where's the fun in that? I was letting everybody know. Kenneth
By the time we got to it, it'd be tomorrow.
Kenneth Lonergan. Kenneth Lonergan.
Sinnerson.
Kenneth Sandlin.
And he makes the movie with the lady.
The lady and the guy with the bad fire and everybody in the slinnin'.
Oh, it's Kenan, so sad, the lady.
Lady Kenneth Lonergan. Kenneth Lonergan, Manchester by the Sea. Barry Jenkins, Moonlight. And ladies and gentlemen, we have lots now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 nominations for Best Picture.
Wow.
Our Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. There they are. Hit the music, Rob. The Hollywood music. Those are your nominees for Woo! Best Picture 2017. And we hope you enjoyed that. And,
is this the year you get the screeners?
No. I haven't updated that. No. Been a long time since I moved down to Florida.
Yeah.
Haven't been getting those big offers from the Screen Actors Guild, so I haven't been current.
Great.
Right now, to be current, it would be a more like I'd have to sell a house.
There was
a current.
Great humble brag on Channel 5 this morning because, you know, Kevin McCarthy is a
friend of the show.
Been a Don't big be a supporter dick. Of La La Land the whole time. And Steve Shenavy.
Did he do a humble brag?
No. Steve Shenavy, the anchor on Channel 5, says, I don't know about La La Land. I've had a screener by my DVD player for weeks. I just can't seem to bring myself to watch it.
Oh, what a dick.
That means he's an anchor man who gets free movies. Don't we wish we all could have free movies? But that is it. And
was it great when you got free movies? I don't think you watched all of them, though.
Here's how it was with me. They were sporadic.
Yeah.
Some people had the whole system down, usually the winners, and sent everybody the screeners. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you didn't get them. And then, you know, I got an address screw up. And then I got one great year where I got everything. And I got it all at once. And I had a weekend where I huddled down and I watched all the nominated
movies. Like a loot crate for the movies.
It was like a loot crate for the movies, and it was fantastic. But outside of that, you know, is it worth me, you know, getting back in good favor with those people?
It's thousands of dollars,
right? It ain't cheap.
Yes, it is.
It ain't cheap.
Over $5,000. At least over $5,000.
How are actors supposed to even be a part of the union when you got to pay that much money?
Well, it's
and you have to have a job to get in the union,
and you
can't get a job without being in the union.
That's union bash.
Yeah, but if somebody
was
to call me and say, "Hello, Mr. Romero, we'd like a fat character actor to be in the latest Ben Affleck film," and I'm like, "I'll be right over. Let me get to my bank."
I take it all back, Mike. I take it all back.
I don't know. So, Kevin James has got a sitcom back on, Mike. So you've got an iron in the fire.
No, I think really it would be drama. I would like drama. I would like to be a real heavy. That's what I would like to be. I would not like to do a comedy.
I mean,
I would like to be.
Too easy.
Come on.
I know.
Come on. A real heavy.
Heavyweight.
Sindon Crinenston.
You'd be a good mobster.
Nominee for Boston. Best Director in Manchester by the Sea, Kenneth Schmellenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenflunenfl okay. Hacksaw Ridge, want to see it. La La Land, want to see it. Manchester by the Sea, saw it. Moonlight, haven't seen it. Not even familiar with it. What is it
Bruce
about?
Willis.
Oh, I like him. Julia's named after him.
That's Moonlighting.
I'll look up what Moonlight is about.
Okay. So La La Land is the classic movie where you're making your plans to go see it, and if your wife gives you any kind of option, so do you really want to go see that? No. Robert, you're Mr.
People,
Musical.
The people that like it really, really like it, but it's an American thing. I think we have been told by so many people in high positions how great it is. Mm-hmm. You knee jerk about it. And some things I've heard said, you know what's really great about it? They're not really good singers. And I'm like, what? He said, they're just like regular people singing. And my mom said, oh, Ryan Gosling learned how to play the piano. I said, is he good? She said, he's all right.
Is John Lithgow in it?
He's in the soup scene.
Ah.
Mike, Moonlight.
La La Land, why settle when you can select? Yes, Oscar.
I'm sorry. Moonlight is a timeless story of human self-discovery and connection. Moonlight chronicles the life of a young black man from childhood to adulthood as he struggles to find his place in the world while growing up in a rough neighborhood in Miami.
Where?
In Miami.
Miami.
Oh, Miami.
Oh. Miami.
Oh,
Miami.
Why settle?
Ah, Miami. Cuban soup.
Who is that director again? His name escapes me.
Well, let me just go through him one more time.
Please.
It's Denis Villeneuve for Arrival, Mel Gibson for Hacksaw Ridge, Damien Chazelle for La La Land, Barry Jenkins for Moonlight, and for La La Land, for Manchester by the Sea.
Yes.
It is Kenneth Smorgaloldildstein, that Pleasleton, Sin and Schwartz. It's got a very Lonergan. I mean, it couldn't be a simpler name.
Hope
it could
he
not
wins.
Be a simpler name, but that's it.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if when they brought him up, if he won, and the big voice in the sky announced him like that?
Yeah, and by the way, can you stand by with the misogyny alarm for me? Because
sure.
As far as Arrival, if you're running out to see that sci-fi flick with Amy Adams,
sure.
Just thought she looked a little puffy during that. You know?
Whoa!
Oh, hold on.
Mike, you usually don't say things ringing. Like that.
It might be CGI puff.
Hold on. It's Amy Adams.
Oh, no kidding.
Whoa. Hello? Yes, this is Mike.
So cool.
Well, hello, Amy. Yes, I know that I'm puffy, too. That's right. And I know that, you know, you can actually take a shower and your puffiness will go away and mine stays. Thank you. Oh, okay. Well, me too. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, she said, F me, F you.
So Adams. Nice that she's listening, though.
Arrival's, yeah, that's the, right. Arrival's the movie with the Hershey's Kisses, right? The big Hershey's Kisses land on the Earth.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And they get in, like, a big water tank.
Diabetes yeah. everywhere.
It's very, very, yes. very exciting. Yeah,
the name of the original name of the movie, Diabetes Everywhere.
And Pony, as usual, as we begin the show today, sorry about the lack of anime porn.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We've been married for 10 years, and we still fight. Like, you can, when you're married, fighting is open 24 hours. Anytime. We got in a fight recently at 3 a.m. We woke up to get in this fight. And... We live in Nashville, and we have a dog that freaks out when it thunders. So it was like thundering. So we have sedatives to give her, because there's only so many times you can tell a dog it's just thunder before you're like, just take this. Hope this works. I'm not going to hold you through it, you know. So I wake up. And I'd asked my wife, I was like, hey, where are the sedatives at? And she was like, they're the top of the cabinet. So I go get them. When I get them, I looked at the bottle, and the bottle said they were expired. So I had to, like, wake her back up. And I was like, hey, these say they're expired. And she was, like, annoyed. She was like, they're not expired. Those are new pills in an old pill bottle. And I was like, all right, you know, I should have thought of that. That's my fault. People come to our house all the time, and they get milk, and they're like, is this milk expired? And I have to go, that's new milk in an old milk jug. Are you the stupidest person I've ever met in my life? How could you not figure that out?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Sometimes I really love being a guy when I hear comedy like that.
Yes.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Everything sounding hunky-dory?
Yeah, perfect. Sounds great.
Just double-checking with that. Our show today brought to you by Harry's. For decades, one big razor company has consistently and relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits without any checks or balances, and they did it at the expense of their customers. Sure. You know why? Because they could.
Jerks.
Not anymore. Want to say thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Andy. These are a couple of ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off. They started Harry's. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure a quality shave, so they bought their own factory. By taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. And it's a great quality shave, too. Harry's razors include everything. The Harry's kit includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Listen to this. This is fantastic. This shave set, a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. I shave with my Harry's every day, and trust me, you will love the smooth comfort of the best shave of your life. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer, fans of the show, go to Harry's right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to get a post-shave bomb, also free. That's Harry's.com and the code TMOS. If I may, if you will indulge me.
Please.
For a moment. I had the pleasure yesterday of going on Chad Duke's show, the radio show here in Washington, D.C., and talking about our friend Tom Gavin, who passed away. And I, you know, one of the luxuries of doing what I do at this stage in my career now is that I can reflect on the past, and if I feel like it, I'm inclined to bring something up about it. And the fact is that one of the threads that I put up my little blurb about Tom passing and how I was sad. And then there was a listener who, you know, may or may not have been trolling, but I don't know whether he was. Doesn't matter whether he was or not. But he put something up on my page that that I at first countered, and then I didn't respond to after that, and then I thought about it, and I thought about it a lot. And one of the things that this particular listener wrote was the fact that he used to have to turn down the old Don and Mike show when we would be, you know, poking fun at Tom.
Right.
And, you know, the fact is that I understand what he was talking about, but I also understand that there was a particular word that was verboten in my house, and the word was retard, because my my mom raised us that way. And Don and I used to butt heads about it. And when Tom would come in, you know, Robbie, you and I would probably say say things we probably didn't want to say, and it stuck in my craw, and especially when people have me going on radio shows to talk about Tom Gavin. I know the whole time we had Tom on the show that Tom was enjoying it as much as we do. I also enjoy I'm not going to sit here and pretend that that on a couple of times with Tom we didn't go over the line with that. And, you know, it is literally a small handful of on-air regrets that I have, that two things happened, that I made it very clear to certain people on that show that I didn't like that word. And when I didn't, you remember this, Rob?
Yeah, I do.
And when I did, sometimes when you would do that, that would be the best way to get that word said more and more often.
It would underline it and emphasize it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And unfortunately that happened. And, you know what? You pick your battles in this world. You kind of let things roll off. I'm sure it's happening every day in every business in the world. But you know what? It's stuck in my craw for years and years and years, and I hated that. And I just want to say that I do regret it. And I can understand somebody wanting to turn the radio down if they heard us doing that kind of shtick when that word was brought up. Now, I made a really strong point to this listener that I had not used that word, and I hadn't, because as a matter of fact, as Rob will tell you, I had actually mentioned that word, that I didn't like it and that I didn't want to use it.
True
and
enough.
Unfortunately, that backfired on me and it didn't work out too well. And then I sort of let it roll and let it go. And I think the regret that I have is that I let it go and that I should have
probably
made
it. There were a lot of words you were able to say just 10 years ago.
5 years ago.
5 years, 2 years ago. And I don't, Mike, I don't think you should beat yourself up about it too
much. I'm not beating myself up, Oscar. Yeah. I'm simply mentioning, you know what I'm doing? I'm mentioning something that, look, you know what we don't get enough of in our society today? We don't get enough of people that will say sorry for something that might have offended because they regretted doing it. And I did regret doing it.
Well, you have the luxury to do it because you've been on the air for a tremendous hunk of time and a changing amount of time.
Yes.
And the fact that something that you regret and you can go back and you can say you're sorry happened.
I don't think it's tiny. I don't think it's something that I did over the time. But at the same time, I felt bad. And, you know, and Chad's getting me to come on and talk about Tom. And I talked about Tom. And Tom was great on the
show. I heard the segment.
You were both great. There was nothing that I didn't mean on that segment. Yeah. But I just thought about it. And it was this the last bow that I wanted to put on this for Tom was, you know, Tom didn't choose the crap that he had to deal with.
True.
And there were tons of radio people that had a lot of fun with Tom. And Tom had a lot of fun going on the radio show. That's the rationalization in my own head. But as far as that word, when somebody said that, I really wanted to point out, I didn't use that word, but I probably did a play on that word. Mm. And I do regret it. And if I'd had to do it over again, it was something where, you know, DJs are like little kids and the most politically incorrect stuff. And you go, oh, Mike, there's Mike being PC again. Not about this.
Mike's not PC.
This is something that my mother, God rest her soul, raised me not to do. Mm-hmm. There weren't a lot of things she said, please don't do that. If she had heard that, she would have been mortified because she was all about working with children with developmental disabilities, and she walked the walk as well as talked the talk. And I remember coming to, you know, the powers that be and saying, you know, please don't do that. And I remember mishandling it. And because you can really easily, when you're trying to express yourself, you can come across as a little sanctimonious. And
to be fair, there was no way at that time to handle that right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
When you make something look verboten or something that shouldn't be done, it makes it all the more desirable to go for. So you did. Yeah, I know you did your best. And
how did you ask?
I don't remember the details, but I just mentioned it, and I mentioned it more than once,
yep.
and it became a running joke of the way it offended me,
yeah.
And therefore I knew that I hadn't done my job. And then this guy Trevor Morris wrote, one of the few times I would turn the volume down on the old D&M show is when they would ridicule Tom by making him spell and call him a retard.
Oh.
I didn't use those words, but I did make him spell. And the fact is that, you know what? It was something where he loved being on the radio. And were we poking fun? Yeah. And is there a rationalization, a defense? No. Does it take away from the way I felt about Tom? I gave Tom bear hugs. I love Tom,
mm-hmm.
and I still love Tom, and I miss Tom, and I felt sad like a lot of people. I just felt, in honor of our friend Mr. Tom Gavin, as he goes hopefully to a better place, that I would come out and say something you never hear people say, which is, that was wrong to do.
Mm-hmm.
There were plenty of ways we could have had fun with Tom without going as far as we did. And I think on numerous occasions, we went too far, some worse than others, but more often than not, we had a great time with Tom Gavin, right up to the end when I would do Charlie with Tom. Mm-hmm. I loved that. Charlie himself, you know, kind of the basis of that character. I'm not doing a whole retrospective on my career. I'm telling about one particular thing where I read it, I thought about it, and I said, you know what? I owe it to me, not to the listener, not to anybody, but to me to come out and tell you how I really felt about this. Because it hurt. It bugged me. Mm. It bugged me for a long time. And it bugged me, and I just wanted to get it off my chest. And really, I know that we get a lot of comedians, a lot of people in our industry now that talk about the PC era that we're in, where you can't say this, you can't say that. I think in some cases...
we've evolved.
And what's that?
The overall human condition has evolved.
Yeah. I think in some cases it's bad. Some cases it's good. It's like everything else. This was one that just like that. Here's the way I look at it. This is my philosophy of comedy. Okay. I enjoy making fun of everybody from every line of work, from every stripe, from every possible background that you can buy. Where I draw my own little personal comedy line is when you're taking on somebody in a serious way that can't really defend themselves. And you get a ton of that on radio.
Yeah.
You get a ton of that in real life too. And
it's a special thing on radio because as a rule, disc jockeys are cowards.
Remember the time?
The biggest cowards, and by the way,
they're hiding behind a microphone.
DJs are all too, you know, are talk show hosts as well.
Yeah.
So all of us, because you have this platform where you can get away with saying crap and then move on. But yeah,
right.
It is a by its very nature, you want to have a fun moment, confront a disc jockey. Personally, physically,
yes.
Watch what happens.
My go-to line is just a bit. Thanks for listening. And keep walking.
Yeah. Which it is though. Would you not agree? 99.9%.
I don't remember half the things I'm confronted about.
Right.
I was
right.
Shannon. Stop listening. Keep walking.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I'm probably Oscar based on sheer time on this planet.
Yeah.
I'm probably that times 20.
Yes.
But the fact is, this is one that I looked and I went. You know, with Tom's passing, I said, yeah, I remember. Still loved to have. Would have him on tomorrow. Have him on multiple times, but probably wouldn't do the spelling. And if that was said, Rob, I don't even remember if it was ever directly said, but it probably was, you know, that someone called Tom the R word.
I don't remember that in recent
history.
No, not at all.
And I'm not trying to say I'm above it all. I'm just saying that I was part of that. I was sitting there while that crap was going on.
Yeah.
And I regret it.
On Chad's show.
Good for you, Mike, for making good on it. You know, a lot of people would not address it.
I just felt it makes me feel better.
You both did a wonderful job talking about Tom and what he meant to you. I remember, and Chad alluded to this, that at one of our Big O and Dukes appearances at one of the breweries we're at,
right?
He somehow wrangled Drab T-shirt into driving him to the appearance, if I remember this correctly. And then...
Hold it. To be clear, Chad got Drab to drive
Tom. No, Tom Gavin got Drab T-shirt into driving him to
the appearance. Oh, he talked Drab into driving him.
Tom Gavin was a master at getting people to drive him places.
Yeah.
Because Tom couldn't drive. So if Tom...
It was something like that.
I think in Tom's
world, he stole a
world,
cab from my my stepmother at the State Theater, and then tried to take her T-shirt.
But don't you think that for Tom it was probably a failure if he got a cab ride because he would love
oh that's
to
him
get
giving
the
up yeah, yeah.
That would,
and then
would
he demanded a hamburger and I remember I was like we gotta get Tom a hamburger
yeah
oh god I'll tell you I was very surprised at how many people in the radio business remembered Tom and reached out to Tom last night.
What a great guy.
And, it was as I said before, that's just something that was on my mind. And I'll tell you, Trevor, as I respond to you, if God, I hope you're really not just a troll. I think maybe you're not. That's why I'm mentioning this. You know, if that was a moment where, where you got that little feeling in the pit of your stomach mm-hmm. and turned the radio down because of some of the content we had. Now, he also mentioned in the same post that he had moments that he truly loved when Tom would come on the air.
Sure.
So I understand. So it was a little bit of he was kind of like-minded.
Maybe
with,
he was venting as well. It's a sad moment for all of us.
Yeah, it was a sad moment for all mm-hmm. of us. So I just wanted to clear the air with that and get that out of there. And I think really in my view of the world, if more people would do that more often,
they don't have the forum.
Just eat it. Yeah.
You'd have to go to everyone that they've ever talked to. Remember that one time?
Ladies and gentlemen,
dick?
I'm standing up on my desk right now. Yes. I've got something to say.
Why is he yelling
out? 3 months ago.
Why is he yelling out the window?
I told Christy she looked like a manatee in front of the water cooler. I'm very, very sorry.
Christy.
But anyway.
Manatee.
Yeah. Cabbage.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that I keep in here that I don't like.
HR.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I mean, really. It's just a... like the theory that I have that, really round women just can't get out of the way. Anyway, we'll take it. Yeah, send the letters in now. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll take men too. Round men too. Not really. We'll take a break and come back
Rob
with more fun and more thrill. Oh, you're right.
Yep.
You're right. There you go.
Right?
Spatial
right,
awareness.
Rob Ford.
It's a known spatial awareness.
I mean, right. Seriously, in a concourse, on an airport runway, you're sitting there walking to your plane and say, how did you arrange with this much width to position yourself in such a way that no one can get by you?
Well, Mike,
Rob Ford,
self-aware.
If Rob Ford is at a Caps game on the concourse, he might as well be wearing wings on his arms.
It's ridiculous.
Taking up a lot of room.
Take a big box walking around.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more. I want to talk about your daughter going to
Thank
D.C.
you.
For
cool.
the big thing this weekend. We'll be right back.
Hello,
hey.
This is Matt Bloom.
Woo!
You know,
I'm Matt.
Pony Boy.
Yay!
We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag.
Shizzle.
So they brought me in,
yeah.
Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with 2 B's. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. What a wonderful time to be a podcasting enthusiast, don't you think? 'Tis truly podcasting's golden age.
Please.
'Tis time for the 2017 TMOS Bonus Package. 'Tis now more than ever. 'Tis have you not heard of the bonus package? 'Tis open your ears, 'tis Jack, eh? 'Tis you see, each week we record a 6th episode of the show. It's uncensored, it's commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. Why settle when you can select the best? You'll get full access to all of the 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings. Fifth cow. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. Please. Whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done. For only pennies a day, you can live like Mr. Big Shot.
Big hey,
Mr.
Shot.
Big Shot. That's incorrect. Why is it, John? That is incorrect. You can live it up. Live it up like Mr. Big Shot. Oh, sorry, John. Thank you. All right, go away now. All right.
Go visit little Michael. He likes you.
Yes, I'm off to preschool.
Did I tell you that... I think this was after our live show at the DC Improv. We all had a lunch, right?
Yes.
And you, because this is Mike, he can just do an impression of Bane at any time. He
right.
picked up a glass and did an impression of Bane.
Right on.
And Shannon looks at me like a little girl and says, if Mike were my dad, I'd have him do Bane all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. I think
would
it would be great.
Would you be interested in having the president quote your speeches?
How great would it be, Mike, if the next time you went in to read at preschool, you entered the classroom and stayed in Lithgow character the whole time?
Well, let's read a lovely book for you today.
Why are the children crying?
Hello, teachers.
That would be great.
By the way, the greatest preschool teachers in the world at my son's class. Wonderful, great attitudes, always smiling, having a fantastic time. Yeah, stop it. Now, see?
No.
If you continue down that road, now that I have the proper device for doing my Bane impression, I will reach into that infected sternum and pull it out by the roots.
The roots of my sternum.
Dan O'Brien has emoted the most he's ever shown us when you did the Bane.
Yeah, it's like he's on drugs.
Yeah,
I saw Dan was reacting really well when we did the director.
He's a true fan of the show.
Yeah, really, Midnight by the Sea.
He likes the silly voices. You don't get a lot of that in the other internship, do you?
No, of course not.
Of course not.
No, and Mac, by the way, he's the worst. I finally discovered the other
Mac,
side.
Mac is. Absolutely, it is so hard to do a show.
Know if he's sitting, about to pass out.
He's been sitting in your chair before when you haven't been here when you were doing the NBA thing, and he would sit there. And one day, I just said, "Please remove him. I cannot do the show."
He has the posture of a melting Nazi at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's taken me 6 years to get used to Pony, and Pony shows like 500% more emotion during the show than Mac. Pony contributes. Pony's got the comedy gene.
Yeah, he does.
But Pony's a very mellow guy. Mac is a non-pulse.
I love when Mac says, "Would it be okay if I left early today? I'm feeling a trifle lightheaded."
It was hot in here that day.
But still.
We told him to take off the sweatshirt and the beanie cap.
I don't know why it's so hot. I'm dressed up for a blizzard. I'm sitting in here, but I don't know.
I played with our wonderful Mac Macintosh last night.
Gamer. Yes.
As I'm a PC gamer now. We've talked about it here, Mike. It's Oscar Santana, hashtag 1777.
You are so into having people join you.
Yeah, I like playing with listeners, and they're adults. And it doesn't matter if you got to take a second to put your baby down. I'm okay with that.
You mean insult the child?
No.
Oh, okay.
I love gaming. I do. I love like the first person. The one I like? Far Cry.
Yeah, Far Cry 3, I believe.
Far Cry 3 that I play up in Maine, and I'm looking to get the console.
Far Cry 4 is out.
That's what I want to get. I want as cheaply as possible. I want to get a game console for down here, and I want to get the Far Cry 4 and play that down here. But I don't want to have any. There it is.
I like
hey, everybody,
that.
How you doing? Good afternoon, Pac-Man Fever, everybody. That's right. Sorry, I can't help myself.
I didn't even know there was a song like this.
Oh, big hit, Buckner
really?
And Garcia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When?
Like 1981, maybe.
I wasn't even born. I was born in 78. Yeah, but I wasn't in the States till 83, so I wouldn't have heard this.
Yeah,
Carla played a little Pac-Man down in the Bahamas. She in the kids' little recreation area when we were waiting to have a little adventure for our kid, and she was sitting there going crazy on the Pac-Man.
Did it take a quarter or a Krugerrand?
Took a solid gold Krugerrand.
Did
slid right through. Yeah.
Have you considered getting what's the Xbox Slim? I think that's $250 these days.
He's the cowboy, right? Xbox Slim.
Howdy, son. I'm Xbox Slim. Nice to have you. Yeah, I see you've been riding into our territory here. You might not know me, but I'm sheriff of this here town. My name is Xbox Slim. That's right. You'd like to pick those guns up, boys. I'd sure be appreciative if you rode right out of town.
Found guilty of being a first-person shooter.
That's right. I tell you something. You want to hang around these parts and go one-on-one with Xbox Slim, we'll give you a speedy trial. First-class hanging. There's no question about it. And I mean that, or my name ain't Xbox Slim. Yeah. Now listen, why don't you go over to the PlayStation 3? It's right around the corner over there, and check out the computer gamers. All right, the Mac Pavilion. The Mac Pavilion's right over there. I'm Xbox Slim. That's the music I wanted right there. Xbox Slim. So I just wanna, you know, because of my current depleted condition, and by the way, the physical therapy went great yesterday.
Oh, I think you should probably send them a muffin basket.
No, he didn't know, but they don't know. And so
that's the problem. He's paid to know.
Well, I went in feeling good, and that's my problem. I went in feeling good, and they got me in the little straps and
don't
the side
happy,
steps.
Mike.
And
you got happy.
I got happy. I got real happy. And then last night, was sitting in bed with my feet elevated, watching one of those movies where they take the video cameras.
First person shooter.
Yeah, so to speak. Yeah.
Okay.
Carla was playing her first person shooter.
Come on in here. Come on in here and continually hit my A button.
Yeah.
God damn it. Oh, now he's laughing. Rob would be on death's door, and he would continue to persevere if he's getting laughs from Dan O'Brien.
Let's make it another meme for little Michael. By meme, I mean brother or sister.
Anyway, I was in one position for a while, and when I moved, agony. So it's very clear that bone on bone is not going to respond, and I'm going to save myself the time, the money, because it ain't working, and I'm not going to go back to the guy that hurt me and say, here's why you hurt me, don't hurt me again. Not going to go through the exercise.
This physical therapist, is he kind of a meathead type?
No, he's a very good guy, smart guy. Yeah. They just don't know. They don't know. They're not inside your body, and they don't know. And by the way,
white guy, Spanish guy,
and I was the one giving him all the feedback and saying everything's fine. But I don't need the. It's 150 miles away from here. I'm sitting down in the old person's room, and I know it's not going. You know what's going to work? What's going to work is get a butter knife, carve the right side of my hip open,
put the new one in, and get started.
Because I'll tell you something. The left one. You know what the left? You know what my left hip is saying to my right one right now?
What?
What the F is wrong with you? I feel 22 years old.
Get up, Sally.
I'm ready to go. So anyway, the sooner I get this thing done, the better.
Don't wrinkle your skirt, Doris.
Come along for the ride, Nancy.
In the meantime, Mike,
What
you could do is run out to Amazon.com through our portal on the MichaelMaraShow.com website and pick up the Xbox Slim. It's the Slim. I think Carla would like its actual dimensions.
I'm going to put it in my office.
Oh, so it's like you're working, but you're not working.
That's right.
I'm going to go do some show prep.
And she's not going to know because you could just be doing voices while you're playing.
That's all I needed, and I'm not going to be doing it online. Don't worry, please.
Come on, get online.
No. You computer game, right? You actually use a computer game.
When I was on Xbox One, and Xbox 360, really? I was online before anyone else was online.
I have no interest in it. I fear it. Don't you understand?
I would play with listeners from around the world.
But he loves it so bad.
Doesn't that tantalize you?
Why does that creep you out?
I have a question before we move on with this because I'm not going to do it, so it's not even a point of discussing it. All right. I have a question for Pony. Pony.
Yes.
This is a really, really important question. All right. Far Cry 1, right? Or maybe Far Cry 2. I'm not sure. Far Cry had an element to it that I'm very curious about.
Not as many tear ducts.
This is at the end of one of the Far Cries, there was the lady that you visited.
The sexy lady.
Oh, you told us about a game a long time ago where you could either...
Yeah. I love this franchise.
You could either save somebody or bone this girl.
Choose your menage a trois.
Do they still have that element in the Far Cry games? Do they still maintain that, or did they have to remove it because it was too
Probably better now.
They did kind of remove that, unfortunately. But there are some pretty hot girls in number four.
Leisure Suit Larry, Mike.
Ah, yes. Yes. Classic.
What do you mean Leisure Suit? I don't want to do Leisure Suit Larry.
Leisure Suit Larry has been around since I've been in seventh grade.
I remember seeing a nipple in black and green because that's all the screen was.
Yes, yeah. 8-bit nipple.
8-bit, and I was like, oh.
8-bit nipple.
An 8-bit nipple? What a great name for a band.
That's true.
Man.
Or an episode.
I should not have.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? We're 8-bit nipple. We're going to be playing for you tonight. How's it going, everybody? Yeah, we're 8-Bit Nipple. My name's Mike. I'm the drummer. Yeah.
That sounds good today, too. Everything working really well today. Sounds better than ever.
I think it'd be a nice distraction, Mike. You could knock. It's almost like you're hypnotized, much like a slot machine.
You're
hypnotized.
Self-hypnosis is what video gaming is.
How is Leisure Suit Larry now? Because really, the last time I saw it, it was on a monochromatic monitor.
That's the last time I've seen it.
I remember in Leisure Suit Larry that there was a flaw in the programming that if you ran out of money, you could go to the casino, bet a negative amount of money, and purposely lose. So when you added negative or minus negative money, it would add the money to your account.
It still lives.
It does?
Oh, my God. Hmm. 2009 was the last incarnation.
Mm. That might be fun, Mike. It's a simulation game.
Really?
The guy kind of looks simulation. Like Gary Stein.
I like to have a gun in my hand, and I like to shoot things. That's what
I don't
like
think there's
do.
A lot of shooting in Laser Shoot Larry. Well. Certainly not with a gun.
No,
I like
Mike.
Climbing. I like rappelling. I like flying hang gliders. I like being in the back of a Jeep with a big machine gun. I like swimming underwater. I like crawling up a beach. I like getting into a boat that's on the beach. I like climbing a tower. I like taking a zip line down from that tower. I like shooting people at a distance if you get a specialty gun that's super duper fun. That's all the stuff I like.
So no Donkey Kong for him.
No.
An update. Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
This just in.
Leisure Suit Larry Reloaded came out in 2013. And an unreleased Leisure Suit Larry 4. This is a big, big deal, apparently.
Yes.
The missing floppies. Apparently, it was slated for release.
Is this like dirty? Is this a dirty video game?
Very dirty.
Oh, it's like Choose Your Own Adventure, but Mike, I remember as a kid playing with my brother on an MS-DOS machine, and he said, my friend at school showed me this game. And so then we're like two. Like, I might have been 13, he was like 17.
Yeah.
And
they a little tardy with kind of this kind of interaction? Hear how excited we're all getting, and we're relatively normal guys. Well, not quite, but they need to bring more of this into the VR world.
Seventh and eighth grade.
Oh, yeah. There are VR channels now for that type of
but you'll get
genre.
You get the eye herpes.
Yeah. You got to get the goggles.
Yeah.
But you
got to Windex them.
Tell your wife it's for work.
Thank you.
These are my DJ goggles.
You know what I have to do right now? Excuse me. You know what I have to do right now?
What?
I have to go to break.
Oh, sorry.
We got all ramped up. The missing floppies.
We got to find those missing floppies.
Everybody got so excited. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Leisure Suit Larry.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Perkins.
And on this week's episode of the show, we are presenting for you episode number one of the Tony Perkins Show starring Gary Stein.
Were we about five?
We were 5 years old. You'll hear us actually playing with toys in the background. Our mothers call us at one point, tell us to get to the dinner table. Not many people know we lived together back then.
Well, I don't think we should tell them now.
Anyway, it's a fun episode. Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
It features Oscar, Mike.
Very exciting.
It's very fun.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by New Orleans, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Not the entire time. Oscar's sending me a link to Leisure Suit Larry. Anyway, the Mike O'Mara Show is headed to New Orleans Saturday, November 4th, 2017. That's right, 2017. Later this year, we are going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana, at the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans for one show only. There are a limited number of seats available. They are going fast. You have time, but you don't have a lot of time. I can't possibly tell you when this show is going to be sold out, but I can tell you this. It will be sold out. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans. We have people coming from New England. We have people coming from D.C. We have people coming from the Midwest. We have people coming from the West Coast. We have people coming from all over the United States to go to the show. We want to see you there. Saturday, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. Don't miss the historic live event. Music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now. The Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans. Les élans bon temps.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right. I want to talk about Rob's daughter going to the protest, and then
that's a seamless transition.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Leisure Suit Larry.
Leisure Suit Julia.
I'm just so I tap this to preview it and see what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, just open it up, Mike. Mm-hmm. Open it up.
Oh, there he is. Oh, he's a dirty looking birdie.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah.
See, this is so wild because the last time
Kinda
I remember
looks,
looking
looks
at
like
it,
Eugene Levy.
It like the last time I saw it, it really looked like the monitor in War Games.
Mike, could you please just read the description of the game? Because I think.
And will you read it as Gene Simmons?
I also think a lot of people don't know about it, so it's good context for the listener.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little blurry, Oscar, to be honest with you.
Blurry.
Leisure Suit Larry Collection Series. The amorous escapades that shocked America. Look at that bite. BYTE.
Yeah.
It looks really dirty.
Well, again,
oh, there, I didn't see that top part. He's kind of standing at a stage with a naked lady on top, and he's got like a fufu drink and a coconut.
So just for perspective, when it was 1993, maybe, right? When you probably played.
Let me think. Eighth grade would mean that I was 13. It would have been 1984.
Okay. Well, I got onto it in 1991, right? Yeah. Or 1989.
On a throwback Thursday.
Yeah. And it, Mike, basically, you're playing a character and you have to.
You're Larry.
Your goal is to find a prostitute, right?
But you can't get VD.
Yeah, you can't get VD, because if you get
VD... Is that the goal of the game, is to not get VD?
Yeah, you and get laid. Yeah.
And get laid. Like, yeah. You're a stone-cold pimp, and that's how you're playing.
So if you take up with the wrong person, you can get VD? Is that
yes.
the way that...
Yes.
Like in real life?
Yeah.
Yes. It's a simulation.
Never mind.
It's almost like
you
he
understand,
was a,
Mike.
Like a disc jockey in the 80s.
Was my greatest fear.
Oh, really?
I will always look back and wonder how I, there were times I was married, times and I was single, but I will always wonder how really in the go-go 70s and 80s and stuff, how I dodged that bullet. I'm a very blessed man to have never had that problem.
Bless your heart.
Bless me. Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. Anyway, so I've been wanting to get to this for a couple of days now, and the fact is that Rob's daughter, Julia, participated in some peaceful protest, right? Because everybody knows that we had the big event, the inauguration, and then the Women's March on Washington. And your daughter, I never knew, was compelled to get out into the streets
She was into it. And it started with a friend of hers who eventually canceled because she got an offer to go skiing. So...
That's American social activism right there. Who cares about your country when you can go skiing?
We're going
right?
skiing.
We're so going that, skiing.
There's no snow, but we're going.
I don't think she was quite as invested in the cause as Julia.
Name names.
It was Bella.
Bella.
Her buddy Bella.
That mean girl.
But what happened is about the time that this was coming together, Julia said, I'd like to go. And a friend of hers' mom, she said, is organizing a bus. And yes. I said, well, I don't know if I want you going down by yourself, even if it's on an organized bus. It's going to be a big event. But at that time, I got a call from Katie from, Sacco and Vanzetti.
Powers Vanzetti.
From
Oh, that's right.
Cookies.
Katie was doing it, too. Right?
And she said, I think I'm going to come up. Can I crash on your couch? I said, absolutely. And not only that, would you be interested in getting downtown via bus?
Oh.
Because, no one knew that the Metro was going to be absolutely slammed that day.
Yeah, jammed.
And so
how did nobody know that? Of course they knew. I mean, you heard about this Women's March.
But they didn't know it was going to be as slammed as it was. They thought it was going to be the adequate and safe way to get downtown. So they.
So people did not anticipate the numbers were going to be as big as they were?
No. And so I called.
Locally, the news is reporting that as well, Mike. He's absolutely right.
So I got
to see. Let me see the numbers that I have for that. Okay. All right. And I don't know whose numbers I'm looking at
right.
Here, but. For the actual inauguration day, 1.7 billion people
right.
were in Washington.
That sounds about
and
right.
And I have for the Women's March, 38 people.
That 38. Seems low.
That sounds 30, right, 30, though.
30, it does.
That sounds right to me.
I know this.
That sounds right. I don't understand how that can clog
that
up the metro.
Three of my neighbors rented out their homes. That's on Airbnb?
Wow.
For both the inauguration and the Women's
yes.
March?
Yes. And I came
back
and I said...
You get the Republicans come in one day and then the other people come in the next day.
I came
in
and I said, can I get a heads up? I was out of town. I would have let them flopped in my house.
Sure.
That's been great.
Did your good friend Katie Powers take Julia under her wing
a little bit? Yeah, what happened is I called the lady who knew a lady who was organizing the bus, and that night she had two cancellations. And so I said, I'll take them. And so Katie and Julia got on the bus at 7:30 that morning. And
that's rough.
Drove downtown.
A lot of pot on the bus.
There was a tremendous amount of reefer.
Mike. Oh, and if you knew
Molly.
The stories.
Yeah.
Stuff we can't even talk about here on the air.
Yeah. I hadn't seen Quaaludes in years. But it was like a drug trip, daddy-o.
Wow.
No, but what was weird is they went in, and because we met up in Leesburg, they saw as they went in on the toll road onto Route 66, they went by all the metro stations, and as they progressed in, they saw them getting more and more jammed. It started out where they were
cars trying to park.
Cars trying to get in off the exits, and then by the
time... It's like the mall at Christmas.
By the time they got in, people were lined up across the bridges over Route 66, physical lines of people. So they got driven in and they dropped
who
off.
Who drove them in?
The bus driver.
Oh, no, who drove them to the bus driver?
I drove them to the bus.
Oh, you're a good man.
How did she find her first big event down in D.C.?
She was so thrilled by the whole thing. And the thing is, it was wild because...
Kind of feels good as a kid when you're kind of representing the loyal opposition.
Do you know who Rob Ford went to that women's march with?
Oh, this was so great. We were
Wait a minute. Oh, the very question begs a pause Ford went to the women's march. Did his girlfriend take him down?
So his girlfriend wanted to go and was
right on my back.
Was going with a friend that decided to go skiing.
Or
I'll ride
on yours.
So she had a friend that bailed. And because Rofo's so in love, and this is the way he put it to
and
us.
And a little slimy.
He put it to us in the office after the show yesterday, right?
Right.
And I said, do you mind if I say this on air? Because it's not PC. He said, I don't care.
So I'll go down with you if we can go to Subway and have sex.
No. He said, well, her friend canceled on her, and she was going to go alone, and I just didn't want her going down there and become a lesbian, so I went with her.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, there it is.
Yep.
There it is.
And then
wow.
Ralph was like, yeah, I let some chants. You know me. I like to chant.
And then he said, yeah, I didn't want her to become a lesbian. We participated in some chants. Not a lot of good-looking women. I was hoping to see some topless protesting. There wasn't any of that.
End quote.
Pure Rofo.
He said, I saw one woman nursing a child.
Yeah. There were so many violent protests on Inauguration Day that were not cool. I don't believe in that. I don't like that. But the Saturday thing was kind of a love fest, right? It was kind of a peaceful bunch of people that were down there kind of chanting and
speeches. The coolest thing about it is that while they were amongst it,
the people,
they didn't realize how big it was. By the time that the march was supposed to start, they had already filled up the route. They couldn't march. It became what they call a standing protest because the roads were full of people, cubically full. They couldn't move.
Rofo.
So...
Sir, can you get out of the way, please? You're blocking Constitution Avenue.
You know what? That's probably why it looked like so many people, that Rob Ford was there.
Hi, sir. I'm Pat Collins from Channel 4. Nice to see you. How do you feel?
I just wish there were more snacks.
Do you know where the food trucks are?
You promised me more food trucks.
So they got back home. They got back home at about 5 o'clock, which was amazing. Obviously, busing was the way to go because the roads were pretty open, not so much as the metro.
I get the traffic. I understand that. How was your experience?
But the experience, the thing that was so cool for me as a dad was to watch Julia watch the coverage on the news that night because the scope that they were a part of something that big and they didn't know it at the time, the realization was amazing. And I remember this one, and it was the weekend, so they didn't have any big name reporters on it. Yeah. We were watching Channel 7, some guy that I would maybe recognize.
Throwaway.
Yeah, he says,
some haircut.
Current numbers estimated in excess of 500,000 people and not one arrest.
That's
and the
cool.
thing that was so wild, he said, I called the cops, I called the fire department, I called the mayor's office. No one could verify the fact that anyone had been arrested. There was no arrest that entire day.
Yeah, but now whenever you wanted to clean a room, she's going to yell downstairs and go, I'm not cleaning it, Dad, because you're the man.
That's right. And that same person with the absolute political activism and making tomorrow a better place for everybody, that's the same girl on Saturday that this morning said, I'm awake. Would you stop calling me? I'm awake already.
Get her done.
Yeah, I said,
just try and drive to school.
Now all I want to do is get you to school for 500,000 people to go to school.
Brat.
I love no arrest. Yeah. I love the whole peaceful protest, the whole peaceful transfer of power. All of it works.
And when all was said and done, all the people on the news said it was about twice the crowd they expected. Over 500,000 people, and they didn't realize it while they were there and they were being a part of it.
Yeah.
And that what was so cool is watching them realize it come together on the news. This was a huge event.
Yeah.
This is something really that will be, I believe, of a historic proportion when they look back on it.
I watched it down here on television, and you know, I know they probably had a great time and they probably made their points that they wanted to, but I was looking for a lot more TV violence. I wanted to see
was disappointing.
That's
yeah, it wasn't great television. I'll give you that.
It really was. No, it was like laughing and pink hats and
all
that.
Doesn't warrant ratings.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I wanted to see flying dragons, and you know, I wanted to see Khaleesi show up, and that you know, that's what I was hoping for.
Well,
you know,
maybe next time. The next time they march on Washington, we'll have dragons.
Next time. Well, I'm glad she had fun, and Katie was had a good time with her.
I had a blast. It was great. Katie friended about 75,000 people on Facebook that day. So good for her.
Wonderful. That is good stuff. Congratulations, Julia. You didn't get hype. Be good to your father. He's still the boss. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Amazon.com. It's the be-all, end-all shopping experience. Think of it, one website accessible from anywhere that sells everything. Never waste time, never waste money. Just go straight to Amazon and access it through our Amazon portal. The TMOS Amazon link is great for consumers in the know.
In and out.
And if you're in the know, you can take advantage of it, too. We've all done all of our Christmas shopping at Amazon. We love it. You're going to love it. I guarantee it. It's fantastic. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click on the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And now back to TMOS already in progress.
News.
Online sports books are always offering random Super Bowl prop bets, and I start the news today with the prop bets. I collected 10 of them for you.
Yes.
Now, this is what we said you should do yesterday.
What everybody said we should do yesterday. One site has already got the lines up. Here are the 10 highlights. Number one, the odds that Lady Gaga will have a wardrobe malfunction, must expose an intimate part of the body, 15-1. That's actually written into the description, must expose intimate part.
So I'm guessing that's four different possible occasions.
Be a fun bet, though. Can you imagine, like, you're drinking with your friends on Super Bowl Sunday, you have that bet, laid down $100 to make you $1,500, and you go, I saw a nipple! I saw a nipple! Number two, there are odds on her hair color, ranging from most likely blonde / yellow at 1-5 to the least likely purple at 25-1.
You never can tell with Gaga.
I would like to put bets. I'm going to save this and actually save this for watching the Super
Bowl. That's cool.
To have the bets. There's been talk that she wants to do something on the stadium roof. The odds of that happening are just 12-5 or about 29%. That's a silly bet.
It is.
Number four, the odds that Gaga says the word Trump at any time during the Super Bowl at halftime show, 9-5 or about 35%. That seems like a bit of a trap bet. She's always compared to Madonna, but I don't see it happening.
Right.
Number five, since the Atlanta Falcons... I am actually putting these over the side. I'm such a degenerate gambler. I swear to God. This was like going right down into my file cabinet.
You want to get into the action.
Sure.
I do. I'm so sick. It's such a disease. Since the Atlanta Falcons are playing, the odds that any player does a Dirty Bird touchdown celebration, 10-13. Crap bet.
That is
or
a bad
57%.
Bet.
There's a decent chance it's done by a member of the evil Patriots, and that would count. Number six, over under on the Times Deflategate will be said during the broadcast. 2.5. There's no way it's under, right? I would set the over under at 25.
It'll be higher than if it was on CBS because, you know, Jim Nance would not bring it up.
I hate over under bets. I really do. I don't like them. I think they're boring. Number seven, over under on the Times Dynasty will be said during the broadcast. That's a good over under.
That's
really good.
Are they a dynasty?
These are all, by the way, over-unders, now that I said I hate them. Over-under on how many commercials Peyton Manning will appear in during the broadcast, 1.5. That also seems low. He'll appear.
He's got the Papa John's.
Yeah, he'll do. I bet he does, too. He got
but it would be Budweiser,
he's got Nationwide, right? Come on.
Oh, no, he does. Did they take, is he still, he's retired Peyton Manning on the Nationwide. You're right.
Yes.
In retirement.
I'm so much smarter than my brother. Number nine, over under the number of times Tom Brady's wife Gisele Bündchen is shown during the broadcast, 1.5. I might take the under on that.
I would like to bet whether she has a wardrobe malfunction.
Number 10.
Really?
Just give me something to root for, right?
Nice.
Odds on the roof.
And now we see, I am Joe Buck. Now we're seeing a shot of Giselle Bundchen. Whoa, look what slipped out of that fur coat. Number 10, odds that Joe Buck or Troy Aikman mentioned that Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round of the NFL draft during the broadcast. 1-2 or about 66%. Those started better than they ended. That one is going to the file cabinet. So,
like all right, that.
So,
good.
Anyway. I take one of those.
Yeah.
31 years. That's how long Stedman Graham has been with Oprah Winfrey without putting a ring on it. He's obviously a patient man, but patience has its limits, and those limits have apparently been reached. The usually unreliable Radar Online says they had an explosive fight over the holidays, and he told her she either walks that aisle or he's gone. A source says, quote, he's bitter and humiliated after waiting decades for Oprah's hand in marriage. He told her that he either wants a wedding in the very near future or he's jumping back into the dating scene. And it might have worked because the source says, quote, after their fight, Oprah apologized to him. Why am I turning into John Lithgow?
Why settle when you can marry?
Why? Oprah apologized. Oprah apologized to him and said they'd marry soon. And she'd give him a big chunk of her fortune. Oprah and Stedman were engaged in the early 90s, but they kind of blew it off, mainly because Oprah has never wanted to get married. A few years ago, she said, quote, he's a traditional man, and this is a very untraditional relationship. So I don't know whether it's true.
I think
or not,
a lot of ladies are very sad that he's not back out in the dating pool, because he is.
I know.
He is a fox.
A lot of guys, too.
Yeah.
Silver fox.
Yeah. Come on, really?
Yes, dead man.
Former President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara were both hospitalized last week, but it sounds like they are on the mend. That is good news. Barbara was down with bronchitis, but she was released yesterday. She actually could have gone home Sunday, but she stayed another night to be with her husband. That's sweet.
I think
that's very sweet. George was hospitalized with pneumonia and shortness of breath, but he's been moved from the ICU, and he could be home by Friday.
That's
Doctors
great.
Have been happy with his recovery so far, saying, quote, he's not your average 92-year-old. Barbara is 91. She and George have been married for 72 years. That is the longest of any presidential couple in history. Wonderful distinction. Their doctors said, quote, they truly do have such an amazing love for each other, and that really came across here. They're essentially therapy for each other.
The amazing thing is, after 72 years of marriage, still like rabbits. They just all the time.
So nasty.
How dare
that
you?
That is so, because he's on medication. That is so nasty.
Boom, Baba, so, boom.
That is just horrible. It may seem like there's not much good news out there right now, but you should really try to find some and talk about it in bed tonight.
Ooh.
Apparently, it makes for spectacular foreplay. A new study out of Gonzaga University in Washington found that when couples talk about good news in their lives or in the world before they go to bed, they have a better sex life.
Hmm.
It also helps people sleep better, which improves their overall health and can even make them live longer. And if you're struggling to think of good news, the researchers say even small things from your day are okay, like telling them how you squeezed in a workout or had a good conversation with a coworker. Isn't that a great story?
What you gotta do? Just keep it upbeat, Mike. Just keep it upbeat.
Absolutely. Hey, I had a good workout. Oh, great, honey. Thanks.
Let's
have sex.
Come on.
Doesn't Carla tell you she's got a good workout every day?
She tells the world she has a good workout. She puts it on Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. And my father writes the same thing. Yay, Carla.
Yeah, yay, Carla. They're both sitting there in their little electronic devices. I walk and I said, what are you doing? She said, leave me alone. Thank you. And now a little something something. A woman in the Florida Keys who couldn't hold it any longer faces felony charges after attacking city employees when she couldn't use a private restroom, according to Key West police. The incident happened when Katerina Devlin, good Irish girl, 37 years old, she tried to go into a private marina bathroom on Tuesday morning, and employees told her to use the public stalls. Devlin became furious and started to scream at the workers before she pulled her leggings down and urinated in the parking lot, according
Devlin.
To police. An employee told the police that Devlin then got in her car and tried to drive her vehicle directly at him. She then allegedly said to the employee she was lucky she didn't kill him and took his cell phone and threw it on the ground. Devlin fled the scene, but police were able to track down her car through security camera footage. Officers arrested Devlin the next day on a felony charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, misdemeanor charges of battery, criminal mischief, and relieving herself in public.
Not okay.
Man.
We still have no idea who leaked the story.
Ah!
Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with the little sounds from Rob Spiewak.
Pretty little sounds.
Bronchitis when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everyone. Intern Dotson here.
You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony.
Even
Wide
Pony.
Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you run and manage a small business, if you run one or you manage one, if so, the daily grind of resolving payroll issues, answering questions, putting out fires, chasing down data, filing, organizing, it never stops. That's why you need Bamboo HR. Everything about Bamboo HR is designed to make life easier for business owners, those who manage human resources, and even the employees. Bamboo HR is the complete online HR management software for small to medium businesses. It's one simple central system for keeping organized and detailed records for every employee. Bamboo HR is all about the people. No more file cabinets, no more spreadsheets, no more messy whiteboards. Entirely accessible through the cloud from any location, anytime. So simple and delightful to use, you won't need any instructions. We love Bamboo HR. Everything in one place: job and salary history, vacations and sick days, benefits, training history, so much more. Perfectly organized for efficiency and peace of mind. We have a limited time offer for you. Visit BambooHR.com, click on the mic to enter the code TMOS and get a free 14-day trial. Try it and you'll wonder how you ever got along with it without it. HR paperwork solutions made easy, BambooHR.com and the code TMOS. Try it today. Let's open up the sound vault. There they are. Look at them all in there. Those are lovely little
They're
sounds.
Waving.
Those are fantastic.
Malnourished.
Pretty little sounds. Never fed.
Take it away. Take
never
it
away. Pet. Never walked. I abandoned pretty little sounds.
Aren't they lovely? Feed some. Give them some water or so.
I'll give them some sound chow.
How about a bowl,
sound chow?
Little bowl of milk.
Warm milk.
What's some warm milk?
Warm milk for my sound.
What's sound chow?
Are you like puppy chow or cat chow?
Sound chow.
You feed the sound chow.
How about this? You know what?
Dummy.
I'll mail you up a
it's
little bag. I got a little promo bag of soundles.
Oh, the treats for sounds?
Yeah, little soundles.
If I have soundles, I could teach them to do treats, like tricks, like shake my hand, stuff like that. Beg sounds, beg.
Oh, lovely little soundles. Then, of course, the big dinner item, which is soundles and shits. I'm sorry I did that. You have enough editing to do, I figured.
This is important breaking news. We had a discussion yesterday about a gentleman who worked for the National Park Service. And so we did a little searching, and we found an edition of Good Morning Washington on WJLA Channel 7 that aired on July 4th, 2015. He was an in-studio guest, Mike. Check this out.
Tomorrow we celebrate our nation's Independence Day, and Mike Litters from the National Park Service is here to tell us about some of the festivities happening this year in the district.
So Mike Litters is really a guy with the National Park Service.
He's a real dude.
He is a real
with
dude.
With a sexual last name.
And a guy who is obviously a go-to for an easy booking.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mike Litters, we send our best.
He's a real dude.
He is a real dude.
That's wonderful.
I would like to interview him in a boat.
Yeah. That's
that's pretty good.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't have made that connection.
Well, good research, Rob.
Thank
right
you very much. It's a very sensitive topic, and I wanted to make sure we took care of it.
Thank you very much.
The 2017 Australian Open, all you tennis fans, you know it's happening right now.
G'day, Mike. The team's in. Your dad's a daddy boy.
Yesterday, victory by Croatian, and I hope I say her name right, Mirjana Lucic-Baroni. And she had not gone this far in the Open since she was 16.
Wow.
She is now 34.
Wow.
So she had
What's her name, did you say?
I think it's Mirjana Lucic-Baroni.
Lucic-Baroni-Slenin?
Oh, hold on. I have a pronouncer here. Her name is Mirjana
Lucic-Slenin-Slenin.
Baroni-Slenin-Slenin.
We did that already. I'm sorry.
Nice comeback story.
She has a nice press conference yesterday to people to let her know that, you know what, even though it's been 18 years, never give up.
Man, what a satisfaction I feel right now. Incredible. And I would tell to anybody struggling out there, actually I can't say because the TV's here and I'm going to get fined, but...
Oh, go for it, go for it.
What I'm saying, F everything and everybody, whoever tells you you can't do it.
Atta girl.
Just show up and do it with your heart.
F everybody. F everybody.
Yeah, especially in that little world of tennis. I bet there are a lot of naysayers she dealt with. Mm-hmm.
Look at Jennifer Capriati.
Yeah. Delicious on pasta.
Wasn't that the total train wreck of a Jennifer Capriati?
I mean, she didn't make it out on Love.
No, you know who loved her was Mike Litteris.
Oh, you had to throw it in there.
No, Capriati made it out on the other side alive, which is
she
a big
did,
win.
But I remember the, I think it was the French Open when she was at center court with the trophy and they asked her what she thought of the match and she looked at the camera and said, like my body.
One of the great moments in tennis.
So messed up.
Did you watch The Bachelor or were you gaming?
I was gaming.
Oh, you gaming. Missed a great one last night because
oh,
they
then,
just...
then no. If he wasn't watching it, you don't have to play it. Then.
You're gonna like.
No,
this.
I would like the update.
You're gonna like this.
God. I DVR'd it.
There was a group date. They went to a farm, and Corinne was not happy with the group date.
Everywhere you turn, there's poop. You can't escape the poop. It's like everywhere you turn, poop, poop, poop. Thank God I didn't wear designer today. This is probably the worst date I've ever been on. And I'm on a farm in heels now. Dude, heels. I need sushi.
I need sushi.
Corinne is ratings gold.
Dude.
I hope to God she didn't get voted off because whoever's running that show knows to keep her at least till the final hometown
dates. Yeah.
God, the baby talking, though, is like at times 400.
Heels. Heels, I got my dog.
Kind of turns me on, Mike. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Maybe you should lie. Scary video. He's okay. Did you see the video of the Minnesota governor?
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
He was doing the State of the State address yesterday, and he was on the...
No!
Passed out while speaking.
What?
And to me, the pass out isn't as scary as when he stops making sense and start slurring leading up to it. Right. This is really frightening. They didn't say why he fainted. His kid says he's okay. And yesterday he did leave the Capitol on his own power. But that doesn't mean he didn't pass out during his speech.
Last year, the sexes paid $1,580 a month for their insurance coverage. This year, their premiums will cost them $2,200 a month. That adds up to $26,400 for a policy with a $13,000 deductible. But despite that awful cost,
get him to the ground. Get him to the ground, please.
Very frightening to watch. Thank God he's okay.
It's like meatloaf.
It was like meatloaf.
Show.
I was wondering, didn't anybody expect Rob to have the microphone? You know,
yeah.
Let me sleep on it.
Yes.
Have you been around many? Was that Minnesota?
Yeah, that was Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton.
Wasn't
have you been around
the body?
Many? I'm around old guys from Minnesota like all the time, and really to a point, they all kind of go, "Hey, I thought you were a little celebrated."
That guy sounded like
they all went to the Steve Bridges diction class.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I got a little Bob Kraft, I got a little meatloaf, and I can't wait to hear what the former governor of Minnesota, Jesse the Body Ventura.
He never
said.
Passed out.
They never passed out. And I bet you he's talking about some sort of conspiracy theory these days.
Off the grid.
Right? Off the grid.
For the love of God, I think it was aliens that did it. Aliens did it.
Let us close with this. I love dogs. I love dog videos. Carrie found this. Send this to me. This is a golden retriever that hears an ambulance. This golden retriever thinks it's a siren. Here comes the dog.
Wow.
He does it again. Meanwhile, Linus is at home growling at the vacuum. I can't win. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara. Sorry, let me turn that up. The Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, put it in the time capsule. Our snail mail address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. www.wideopenwednesday.com. Tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday, so yes. Be here early at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673, and we'd love to hear from you. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Hey, Finden.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.